Something exciting is happening right here in Moreton Bay and is designed to celebrate and supercharge women in business and professional life. I'm joined today on 101.5 FM by two guests from BPW Moreton Bay. Joy Lishman, life member, BPW Moreton Bay, past life member, Caboolture BPW, past president, BPW Caboolture, and Sam Bell, founder of Courageous Girls Club and the finalist in the Innovate Her competition. They're here to tell us all about the Innovate Her event, which is coming up on May the 23rd. Welcome to you both. We'll start with the obvious. What is Innovate Her?
Innovate Her was an idea of our president, Vicky Wood, a couple of years ago, and it was an idea that she had about how we could identify a woman who may be entering a business, or she might be in a profession and she wants to go to that next level. And so, and the pitch was born out of that. So it's changed a bit over the 3 years we've been doing it, because we're it was a new project, but it's evolving and we're very, very proud of it. So it gives an opportunity for a woman who may want to enter a business and take it to the next level, because there are cash prizes. So it provides them with the cash. Or it might be a professional woman who wants to go to the next level and they pitch that to us, and it's judged. The other thing that sits alongside that is we have an extraordinary number of people who also offer mentorships. So for the finalists and the winners, there are this package of mentorships that goes with it. But in essence, it's about supporting, encouraging women in our community, for either their business or their profession. And Sam was a finalist not last year, the year before.
Yes, 2024, I was a finalist.
Okay, so why is this so important to the women of Moreton Bay right now?
I think it's a really good question for Sam, because she's been on the journey.
It's really important for women to get some help, and that could be the cash prize, which was really, really useful, and also the mentoring that was available. For me and my business, certainly what it did is it opened my eyes to what was possible for my little business that I was just running quite happily with a couple of girls on Bribey Island. But it also opened up a lot of opportunities to explore how I could scale my business. And that was definitely through the mentoring that came as part of that package. So I think quite often for people in business, particularly women in business who are juggling so many things, it's not always obvious where to get help or where to get advice or who to speak to or who to know. And so everything that happened at the Innovator competition for me opened so many doors and introductions to so many people that have absolutely been key to the success that I'm experiencing now. So that's why it's so important. And, I firmly believe that women in business and in their careers as well, they're entitled to some more support. And so what BPW provide is that in buckets. It's just an incredible opportunity for women.
So you found out what the advantages were, but what inspired you to enter in the first place? Because you're busy, time poor, I presume, running a business. What made you enter?
So I saw it promoted on Facebook, which is where I see most things. And it really intrigued me because of the fact that it wasn't just like a business awards. There's lots of business awards out there, and they usually come with a very expensive cost of entry, whether that's to actually enter the award or whether it's to turn up for the gala dinner. It's expensive and it's a risk. This was the opposite of that. This was an opportunity to enter something that had no entry fee or cost attached to it. It was all win for anybody that entered. So that really sparked my curiosity in a sea of seeming opportunities that actually are not quite so opportunistic as they seem. The fact that it was about innovation as well really sparked my interest. And at the point, like I say, I was very much running my little bribey bubble business. It was at a point where I was like, oh yeah, let's just give it a go. Like, I've got nothing to lose from doing this. Let's see what happens.
Took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, basically the message is you've got nothing to lose. It will cost you nothing. There's only gain here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who can enter?
Anybody within the Moreton Bay region, and, someone who may not be in business but has an idea to go into business, somebody who's in business and wants some assistance in innovation to take it to the next level, or it could be a professional woman who is in a profession and she may want to pursue an idea or do further studies. It's really very open-ended. And I think that's really interesting but important what Sam said. We made it as easy as possible and at no cost. So to enter, it's a written document, and it's very simple. We've made it as simple as we can. We're very grateful to our judges. We have Professor Karen Becker, who was head of UniSC Petrie Caboolture campuses, but is now on secondment to the Queensland as the chief scientist. Last year we had Paul Martins, who was head of economic development. He's been replaced this year by Annie Lawrence, and I'm the token BPW person. So all of those applications are sent to us. We meet as three judges, and then we decide who the finalists are. So we're still at the point where it costs you nothing except the piece of paper that you've, well, the email rather, and they're assessed. We then have a night at the North Lakes community centre. We invite everybody, but we announce the finalists at that night, and we start working with the finalists, because the next part is the final judging, which happens at our business expo on May 23rd. And to give everyone a fair shot, we offer them some packages on public speaking, presentation. There's a lot of support given, because as Sam found, it's not really about winning. It's about the journey and who we can connect to. And I find, the council and the uni have been great in opening doors to a number of our entrants. Even though they may not have become a finalist, they've opened a door, or there's been a support package. I think that's a really good point, that I hadn't thought about the gala dinners. There's no gala dinner. The winner is announced at the BPW Business Expo, 23rd of May. I'm doing a plug for that.
That's good.
At MSEC, at the Morrowfield Community and Leisure Centre. Come on down. And the pitch is done that day, and then the final judging is that day.
Can the public come along to this?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as they do, and they come and sit in the audience as the speech is made, although on that day the judges change a little bit, because the person from Econ Development out of the council is away, and Jody Shipway, our deputy mayor, is stepping in that day. So the judges on that day for the final part will be Professor Karen Becker, deputy mayor of the council, Jody Shipway, and myself. No, it's great. It's a very good point, Sam. I don't think we pushed that enough. But there's no gala dinner to get spend your $500 on an outfit for.
Yes. And,
but it is at its purest sense about supporting, encouraging women, particularly in innovation.
Okay, so now you've been on the judging side of things. When you get that wad of paper, those entrants, what stands out to you?
Oh, it's never easy.
No, I bet. I mean, it's from all different sections, I should think,
and
isn't it?
And look, there have been, I'll try not to identify anyone, but I can recall, three judges sitting there going, it's very hard to compare. At the end of the day, we've got to pick a winner, and we come back to some basics. But there have been some standouts, which I know the council's economic development department created pathways then for those women. They may not have been the winner or even a runner-up, but their business idea was quite unique and had quite a lot of strength. So there's some great partnerships here supporting BPW in the process, City of Moreton Bay Council, and of course the university. So it's a good pathway. But how we pick, three judges, collaboration, we've always agreed, so we obviously get there in the end, but it's not easy.
I bet. Sam, how has this journey you've been on with Innovator, how has it changed you or changed your business or improved your business?
Oh my gosh. It's been 2 years since I was there on the day pitching my business to a huge audience, and in that 2 years my whole business has changed. So I actually ran two businesses at the time. I ran a fitness business, and I've just closed the doors on that this year, because Courageous Girls Club is where my passion lies. But also from a business point of view, I completely understand that it has the most potential. But I was very much in a position of not really understanding how important Courageous Girls Club was until I got the feedback from the people in the room on that night, which to me I think was more important than them winning, because when you've got people in an audience come up to you and say, you brought me to tears, oh my goodness, what you do is so important, oh my goodness, I wish that this existed when I was young, oh my goodness.
That happened to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, my daughter needs you. Where are you? Are you setting up more clubs? And I was like, oh, no, I'm just on Briary at the moment. But through different introductions, I worked with Innovate Moreton Bay. I got to attend one of their trainings, which was it was one day a week for a month, which was all about growing your business and creating a minimum viable product and all kinds of things that I guess when you're working in a business on your own, it's very difficult sometimes to see how that happens, and you're dealing in the nitty-gritty of running your business as well. So it gave me opportunity and people to help me step outside of that and take a look at the future. And I followed their advice. I created an MVP and I looked at ways to scale. I talked about, should I become a not-for-profit? And it was great to have guidance and a sensible someone to speak to go, well, actually, it's a really easy decision. This was something I deliberated over for months. It still comes back into my mind. But I had a very simple conversation where the gentleman from Embrit just said, well, this or this. And I went, oh, no, definitely not. And he just took all of that difficulty of the decision making away and made it really simple. So I did not become a not-for-profit and looked instead at licensing my business to scale it. And so 2 years after being a runner-up, not the winner, I've now got six other ladies from Hervey Bay to North Sydney running Courageous Girls Clubs. And that's going to grow. I can already, I know that is going to pick up speed this year. I can tell by things happening. And also starting to form really important strategic partnerships with City of Moreton Bay to deliver Courageous Girls Club for them. And I'm currently working in a school in Caboolture to deliver a group to some girls that they've identified that need what Courageous Girls Club does, and currently talking to the Neighbourhood Centre in Deception Bay. So these other partnerships are all coming up, and I hope to grow those similar partnerships with my licensees in other areas as well, and replicate that success for them. And it is all 100% down to what happened with BPW and the Innovator.
Wow. Forgive me. Tell us a bit about Courageous Girls Clubs. I should have brought that in far earlier. Sorry.
Oh, that's
that.
Okay. Yeah. Courageous Girls Club is essentially an after-school club for girls to come and learn things to boost their confidence and their self-esteem. We help them navigate tricky friendships. We help them with their communication skills. But more importantly, it's just a really nice place for girls to be. They can just come and be themselves. We've got small groups. The group leaders like myself, we're a trusted adult in their world. We become part of their village that, you know, a lot of families say that doesn't exist anymore. And they can come and just decompress after a stressful day at school, which is, I mean, the fact that it's a stressful day at school is quite concerning, but that's another subject. They come with no judgment, unlike a karate class or a ballet class where the mission is to excel and be better and be competitive. This is the opposite of that. This is be yourself and, hey, let's talk about things. And they can come to us and say, I've got this friend who's been a bit mean to me at school, and we can talk about that as a group. And it's a safe place for them to practice how to respond. And this is what children need. This is, again, I feel like I could lecture for a long time. Play-based learning is so important because children need repetition, because when they get repetition, it becomes automatic. So when we're dealing with mean girl behavior, bullies, standing up for yourself, bouncing back when things don't go your way, children need opportunities to practice. And that's what they get at Courageous Girls Club, all in a very fun way where I would say the learning is almost passive. It's not like sit down lecture. It's lots of fun, it's lots of games, it's lots of craft, it's lots of chat, and it's very much about the girls having free rein to kind of take the lesson where they want to take it.
As wonderful as that is, Joy, that's quite an advert for Innovate Her, isn't it? Mm. I presume there are other examples.
Yes, there are. You'll see them over the coming weeks.
Oh, you're going to keep them to yourself. Okay, fair enough. Look, the most important thing, perhaps, is how do people apply, or how do they enter? What do they have to do? Where can they go?
It's all on the Facebook page. Look for BPW Moreton Bay and then find, you know, Innovate Her program, and there's a link that you simply go to the link and then fill out the form. It is that easy. And a couple more weeks, but we'll be closing off in mid April, I believe. So please get your applications in now. It really is a good process. It was designed exactly. We didn't know Sam Bell at the time. We didn't know anything about Courageous Girls. But I think that pathway shows you what it can do.
Now, just to backtrack, does the business have to be based in Moreton Bay? Does the entrance have to live in Moreton Bay?
It is all Moreton Bay
focused.
Totally
centred on Moreton Bay. Mm. Okay. If anyone's sitting on the fence thinking, shall I, shan't I, what would you say to them, both of you?
Just do it. Come on. You're on a mission. You've got a job to do. And this is part of your job.
Just get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you ever so much for coming in today. It's been absolutely marvellous. Lovely story to hear, Sam. And enjoy. Keep us in touch with how things go and the entrance. I'm sure there are wonderful stories in there.
There are. Thank you, Nick. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.